Archers for the week 4-9 January 2004.
Alan's in the mood for preaching.
I hope that's enough carrots. Him is eating like a sparrow since that boy left.
Yeah, I don't think carrots will be the thing to tempt her. Ice cream, maybe. Anyway.
Sorry, Alan. What were you saying?
That it's the young people who are especially vulnerable.
Well, not only them. An older man can lose his job and soon be sleeping on a piece of cardboard.
Yeah, I know, but I want to draw attention to youngsters in this sermon and their problems in the countryside. If you start out with no home, how can you build a life?
You don't have to convince me.
It means, as a society, we've failed. We've given up. It's like a scar on the nation.
You should say that. Scar on the nation.
Yeah, I will. Scar on the nation. It's so easy for them to fall outside the system completely. And yet, they're the ones that are vulnerable from drugs and exploitation of the worst kind.
Oh, we all know what that means.
We should be nurturing and supporting our kids.
They're the next generation.
You see, with Luke, he's already given up hope. He's in a downward spiral at 18.
It's tragic.
No self-respect. Hopes and dreams down the tube. Oh, and hope deferred maketh the heart sick.
Proverbs, chapter 13.
Well done.
Well, that's all a bit political.
Yeah, well, Christ was political.
Alan.
Now, I want to make people think, Mabel.
Yeah, but they won't listen if they feel bullied.
No, I've felt so useless since Luke Upton left. So getting stuck into thinking about the sermons at least give me something to do.
Yeah, I know. Hi, Bunanunus.
We're not getting dressed for church.
I'm not going.
Well, that's a shame. What about the tradecraft stall?
Too bad.
Oh, darling, you've been crying again.
How could he just run off like that?
Oh, love.
I could kill him. And I could.
You don't mean that.
We all feel let down.
I just miss having him around.
Me too. But he knows where we are.
We don't know where he is, though. He could have OD'd in another church doorway by now. It'd just be so much easier if I hadn't started to care about him. Pig.
Oh, there. No, we all did our best for him.
You didn't. What? You wanted him gone all last week. You shouted at him and made him run away. No,
Amy,
it's true.
You take that back and apologise. Luke was trying to steal money from your gran. It was unacceptable.
I'm a pensioner, you know. What I carry in my bag is what I got for the week.
Sorry.
We shouldn't blame each other.
Well, I was going to do that boy no good treating him with kid gloves. What am I supposed to do? Keep my mouth shut to spare his feelings?
No.
And pretend I wasn't angry with him when I was?
I said I'm sorry, really.
All right then.
Oh, come on now, come on. Cheer up. Hmm? Isn't Alice home today?
Oh, there we are, darling. That's Alice's case. God, what's she got in here?
Is she coming in?
No, she shot off to say hello to the horses.
Oh, well, shut the door then. You're letting in the cold.
Sorry.
What's she playing at?
Alice?
No, who? Lillian?
Oh, who knows? I don't get much sense out of her.
Well, I'm going to phone her.
Oh, no, no, Jenny. No, you only just walked in the door. You're looking so relaxed and happy. Why spoil it?
I'm dying to know why she's back.
Well, give yourself the day at least.
Oh, all right. I'll go and see her tomorrow. Oh, almost forgot. Where is it?
Shall I put the kettle on? Or do you want something stronger?
No, wait a minute, darling.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Oh, what's this?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's smart.
Well, your old wallet's falling to pieces.
That's super. Thank you, darling.
Mm-hmm. Well, I liked all the little compartments, and Debbie and I chose it together.
Debbie?
Mm-hmm. There was this beautiful little shop in the complex, and she bought herself some gloves, and Alice got a belt, and...
How do you think... I mean...
Are you forgiven?
Hmm.
Well, actions speak louder than words. And she phoned you after the accident, and... And now this, it's all going the right direction.
Bye, Linda.
Anyway, I've been on the net all morning.
No, well, I hope you started the dinner.
Oh, Emma's onto that.
Good.
It's really interesting, this self-build thing. There's a lot of sites. I was surprised.
Well, sites as in plots?
No, web pages. Anyway, the great thing is, because we own the land already, we'd have a big advantage.
Oh?
Yeah, I mean, we can knock off the price of the land before we start.
Oh, yeah.
The other thing in our favour is, because our house has gone up so much in value, we could build one and still end up with the same mortgage we got now.
Oh, really?
Well, roughly.
Oh, it's worth considering then.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I was sceptical, I admit, but for 80 or 100,000, we could build something really nice, bigger than we got now.
Bigger?
Yeah, a lot bigger. fancy looking too.
Oh, Neil.
Don't get too excited. There's still masses more to find out.
What about Mike and Betty? It'll affect them if we build up Willow Farm.
Yeah, no. We'd need to get them on side. But it's early days.
Yeah. Oh, Neil.
One step at a time.
But it could be the perfect solution.
Yeah. Do you remember Andy Billington had a small holding at Beckwell?
Vaguely.
Well, I used to bump into him at NFU meetings and such like, and I remember him saying his brother built his own place.
Well, he'd be Andy to talk to.
Exactly.
Morning.
Oh, morning.
Ooh, it's not a morning for hanging round street corners.
No.
Okay, well, I'll see you then. Bye, Mrs...
Thompson.
Bye, Neil.
Bye.
The first thing I got to say, I don't agree with shopping on a Sunday. And the second thing is, I've got a mardy teenager at home needs cheering on.
Oh, I've got two of them.
So I'll be wanting the biggest tub of ice cream in the shop. Emergency portions called for.
I know about Amy and her ice cream. I think our sales have doubled since she came. It's in the first freezer here.
Thank you. She's a hard-headed girl in a lot of ways, but that boy got under her skin.
No, boyfriend trouble.
Luke.
Oh, yeah. Some of us thought Alan's sermon was very strong this morning.
He speaks from the heart, that man. Same as Amy. Doesn't dress it up in any way. Ah, rum and raisin. This'll do.
But he can't be surprised Luke did a runner. I mean, what can you expect from people like that? You try to help him and they throw it back in your face.
He's a very troubled young man.
You must be so pleased he's gone.
Well, he wasn't the devil incarnate. Just the ice cream, please.
Still, Hanbridge isn't the place for drunkies.
It's where he turned up, though, isn't it?
Can't think why.
He'd had a happy holiday here once, before the cares of the world crowded in.
Well, I wouldn't want a druggie staying in my house.
But I'm glad for Luke's sake Alan didn't feel the same. Like the Good Samaritan, he didn't cross the road to avoid a deal of trouble.
I only meant... Well, we haven't got the facilities out here to support them. And it's not as if they could hop on a bus to get help, is it?
Alice has really overtaken me with her skiing. She went on some quite steep faces.
Oh. I always preferred a long, sweeping run with nothing in the way.
Oh, me too.
Gosh, I'd be so out of practice now.
Ah, my legs were absolutely killing me the first few days. Debbie had to massage them.
I'm glad you're safely home.
Oh, it was a wonderful holiday. And the chalet was superb.
I do think Alice might have stayed to be sociable.
Well, she was desperate to tell Amy all about it. Have you been all right, darling?
We've coped admirably well. Adam did his five spice curry one night.
Oh, lucky old you. Thank you for treating us.
Oh, well, I could afford it. I've had a decent price for the wheat at last.
And not before time.
Absolutely.
Has he gone back to the lambing shed?
You remembered he's driving David to Oxford on Tuesday for the conference.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't it come round quickly? He'll be back on Wednesday, though.
Sometime in the afternoon.
That's good. I thought I'd make a nice family meal for my birthday. Just the four of us.
There's no need for that.
It's what I want this year, Brian.
No. I've got a little surprise lined up for you.
Mm-hmm. You were dead excited about it earlier on.
Oh, I know.
What are you worried about? Oh,
you need to ask. Building our own house from scratch. Where'd you begin?
Is that a trick question? With the foundations, of course.
Oh, not funny.
Well, it can't be that hard. Lots of people do it.
You've come round quick enough.
Well, Andy said his brother bought the kit and the two of them just got on with it.
Oh, great. Just like that?
Yeah, more or less.
Oh, but you've never done it before.
Well, I'd learn on the job. Seems daft paying someone else to manage it all.
Make it sound so easy.
Well, it can't be rocket science, can it? I expect Mike could give me a hand.
It's an enormous project to take on.
Well, I've got plenty of time, evenings and weekends, and Christopher would pull his weight. He's dead practical.
Got it all worked out, haven't you?
Look, it'd be worth it, Susan. Forget about the hard work. Think about the end result. Our very own house, built with these two hands. Wouldn't that be something?
You only get one crack at it, though. If something goes wrong.
Look, you do too much dashing around. Oh. Sit down now.
I've got a whole 10 minutes before I'm off to Darrington. Did you have a nice time with Jill?
Yeah, she was showing me some photographs of her granddaughter in Australia.
Oh,
Well, she's worried, you know. She'll never see her again.
Yes, I know. It's a difficult situation.
Terrible.
I'm glad we're in the same country, at least. We could so easily have lost touch.
What are you on about? I'd never let anything come between me and my grandchild.
Hello!
Hi! Hello, love. Alice gone home?
Yeah, yeah.
Nice manners, that girl. Mm.
Dad, I've had this totally ace idea.
You're coming to Evensong.
No, listen. Oh. Alice and I were talking about Luke, right? Mm.
I'm never certain what you're supposed to say back when people say, right, like that.
No, me neither.
No, listen, stop it.
All right, what's this idea?
Sleep out here in the village.
Sleep out?
Oh.
Yeah, people get sponsored and we give the money to a homeless shelter in Borchester.
That's brilliant, Amy.
I know. If some of them around here had to sleep out for the night, it'd really make them think.
I agree.
No, you can't do it before the spring, and by then everyone would have forgotten about Luke.
I'm not waiting till spring, Gran.
Well, you want the good people of Ambridge to die of hypothermia?
The whole point is for them to experience the cold and misery. It's no good if they're warm.
You'd make a good matron, you know.
Can I interrupt, please?
What?
Compromise. I open the church for the night, we hold it in there.
That's better.
Yeah. What a cop-out. Everyone will just put their sleeping bags against the pipes to keep warm.
All right, we'll turn the heating off.
Now you're talking.
Oh, Lord!
And if anyone still wants to sleep outside, they can.
Well, there'll be one or two extra corpses in the churchyard by morning.
It'll be dead easy to organise.
When were you thinking of?
Friday. Gran's right. If we want to do this, we've got to do it while people remember Luke.
Yeah, but it takes time to raise sponsors.
Yeah, I suppose.
How about a week Friday instead?
We could push it that far.
Okay.
Oh, and Alice will help.
Good. Do you always reach decisions so quickly in this house?
We need publicity.
I'll go do the flyers on the computer straight away.
I wish I could stay and help.
Hey, it'll be okay. I'll show you when you get back here.
All right, you bet.
Oh, Alan.
What?
Oh, you two, honestly, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
There you are then, Joe. Sorry it's only three.
Oh, it's all right. I'm obliged to you, Tony Archer.
Hi, Eddie.
Tony. What's all this? What's going on there?
Well, what's it look like? Three bales of silage, courtesy of Bridge Farm.
Silage?
Yeah, it's all we could spare.
Hey, look, mate, there's been a misunderstanding.
What?
No, there isn't.
Yeah, we're expecting David to come and help shift them straw bales to the edge of the field, but we've got no need for silage.
Yeah, well, don't you listen to him. We've got to have something to feed them cattle while they're here.
What cattle?
Half a dozen stores due Thursday.
Here?
Ah, of course, here. What do you think?
Dad, look, I'm sorry, Tony.
So, you want me to take him back?
Yes.
No, I promised Ernie Shepherd now. I ain't going to let him down.
Right, well, I'll leave you to fight it out. I've got things to do.
Oh, I'm sorry about this, mate.
Well, if you decide you don't want them after all, give me a ring. There's a lot of demand, you know.
Oh, there'll be no need for that.
Oh. I'll see you around.
That's how very much.
Boy, look, what's going on, Dad?
Oh, I told you.
We can't have them in here.
Of course we can.
No.
It's only a couple of months. See, Ernie's a bit overcrowded.
You should never have offered.
He's a pal. And he's paying us a fair rate in charity.
Dad, we're supposed to be emptying the barn, not filling it. We're meant to be taking it down, remember?
Yeah, that's what they'd like.
We can't have cattle out on the grass yet. It's too wet. They'll poach it all up. Ruin it, they will.
Eddie, I can see it's come as a bit of a surprise.
You might say.
But I've thought it all through. As long as we got stock in here, the barn's in use, isn't it? And they won't enforce the order, so there.
Oh, sorry, I'm out of milk.
Oh, it's okay, Black's fine.
I haven't even had my first cigarette of the morning.
It's 10:30.
There you are.
Thanks.
I wondered when you'd come and see me.
I only got back yesterday.
You're not disgustingly well.
Well, I've got one or two bruises. Claude was a good instructor, though. He had Alice snowboarding.
Claude, eh? I hope there was plenty of après-ski for Debbie.
Oh, Lillian.
Well, she's a free agent now. She can go off piste with any man she likes.
Oh, I suppose.
She was pieced off enough with Simon.
Very funny.
I still think it was a bit drastic her moving to France, especially as he went back to Canada. It's not as if she was going to see him on every corner.
Well, divorce was very traumatic.
Well, even so.
She wanted a new start.
He was far too old for her.
Well, I used to like him. He was weak, though.
What's wrong with my nieces? There's Helen, stuck with that grumpy gamekeeper, old enough to be her father.
Not quite.
She wants to take in that cuddle bunny at Grey Gables. He's adorable.
What are you talking about?
Ian, he's much nearer our age.
Look, Lillian, can we change the subject, please?
Just showing an interest. Is Brian behaving himself?
What do you mean?
From after the accident. He really mustn't overdo it.
Look, what's going on, Lillian? Why are you here? You turn up out of the blue, you rent Nightingale Farm.
Same as Debbie. New start. I've retired.
Retired from what? You don't do anything.
I shall ignore that. It was always part of the plan to return to the bosom of my family, so here I am.
You mean you're here for good?
Well, don't look so surprised. Where else would I go?
Well, what about the tax?
Darling, there comes a time in everyone's life when they need to come home. To their roots. I mean, Mum and Jack are getting on now. James is living with his girlfriend in London. He doesn't need me.
Oh, you'll have me in tears in a minute.
And then Matt, bless him, suggested I come to Nightingale Farm. Oh, he's done it so tastefully, don't you think?
Well, yes, it does look stunning.
I know people think he's nouveau. I'll give you the full tour in a minute. Do you remember that pokey little flat upstairs? Well, it's a fabulous ensuite now.
Yes, Roy and Haley still haven't found anywhere.
Oh, Matt was so relieved they went quietly. You know, he's thought of everything, right down to the cappuccino maker and the tin opener.
Well, what about your house in Guernsey?
Well, when it's sold, I'll look for somewhere to buy in the village.
Oh, I see.
Well, I did think you might be pleased, Jenny.
Well, I'm sorry. It's just a bit of a shock.
Well, if you hear of anything suitable, let me know.
Matt's the property magnate in Ambridge. He's the one to ask.
He's keeping an eye out for me, don't you worry. I've missed you. All of you. So much.
Really?
And I'd love the chance to catch up properly, you know, spend a little time with Adam and Alice. I could come for supper tonight. Oh, it'd be fun.
Well, I'm not doing my big shop till tomorrow.
Let's make it then.
No, Adam's away. There's also my birthday, I suppose.
Oh, well, that's no good. You'll be at the health spa with Brian.
What?
Oops. Sorry.
Oh, good. Your pasty will be warm through in a minute.
Solo.
I ain't tried these before. Susan says they're a new line. Hey, guess what? There's a poster popped up in the shop this morning for a sleep out, would you believe, organised by the vicar and his daughter. In this weather.
Never mind that. Is Dad in?
Oh, he's having a lie down for dinner.
Oh.
Why?
Has he said anything?
What about?
You know why he's in such a tearing hurry to get up to the field after breakfast?
Well, when are you expecting David with a bale spike to help him move the straw?
No. He was taking delivery of some silage off Tony.
What silage? Why?
Oh, Clary. He's told Ernie Shepherd we'll have some of his stores in the barn for a couple of months.
Well, that can't be right. He knows it's coming down.
That's what I thought.
He does. I was working on him last week, wearing him down like water on the stone. Drip, drip, drip.
It ain't worked.
What is he playing at?
I haven't a clue. I was angry with him at first, but then I thought, what if it's not just stubbornness? What if he's not taking it in like?
What are you saying?
Oh, I don't know. Well, he might be losing touch. You remember what he was like when, you know.
The ferrets. But that were a breakdown. Had he?
First, she invites herself to supper tonight, and I told her I had nothing in.
Oh, come on. Your freezer's always stuffed.
Well, nothing fresh. Oh,
that's where I come in.
Well, I'll have some of that pak choi as well. That looks nice.
Yeah, it's done well in the tunnel this winter.
And I don't mean to be uncharitable, but it's, well, it's hardly convenient. We're up to our necks in lammy.
Yeah. Is one enough?
Oh, yes. And you know she's here for good.
What?
Oh, yes. She's no plans to go back to Guernsey. She's selling up.
But she can't.
Well, want to bet?
She won't stay. Ambridge is far too quiet for her. She'll get bored and move on, you'll see.
Oh, don't raise your hopes, little brother. From the way she was talking this morning, she definitely wants to settle back here.
Oh, no. It suits me, her living out of the country.
Yes, she's far enough away, not...
Embarrass us.
Mm.
But here on the doorstep...
I know.
Oh, here he is. Lillian's bought you another drink, Joe.
Oh, very much.
You all right, Eddie?
Oh, yes, thanks. Very generous of you. Cheers.
Cheers.
So, how are you enjoying being back in the village then, Lillian?
I would say it feels like I haven't been away, but so much has happened. I
suppose you'd notice when you live in a place.
Well, we never had homeless drug addicts living in the vicarage in my day.
Oh, right.
Maybe I shouldn't retire here after all.
Retire?
Oh, have you seen that poster about sleeping out in the churchyard?
It's daft, I do.
Seems creepy to me.
Oh, no. Alan's opening up the church for the night.
For the softies.
It's a good cause, the homeless.
Haven't they got homes to go to?
No.
Good.
Well, Mum tells me there was a veritable crime wave last summer.
Yeah, I could leave your back door open when I was a nipper.
Isn't your boy mixed up in it?
Oh, well, so no, no.
He nicked some garden tools, that's all.
Oh, I heard it was nice.
And he's sorry for what he's done. He's knuckling down now.
To his community service, you see.
Oh, Mum's told me all about poor Shula's troubles at the stables. Shocking.
Well, that weren't down to our head. Would he never hurt an animal?
Oh, an Oregon boy was never right. Even as a lad he was wanting. He used to put snails in the nutcracker.
That was Alpha.
Mum said they only gave him 4 months.
Yeah, he's out tomorrow.
Disgusting. I'd have thrown away the key.
Evening.
Hi, mate.
Hello.
No, evening.
Hello, Tony.
Ah, you in the chair, Lillian?
Sorry, got a fly. Off to Jennifer's for supper.
Ah.
Bye.
Bye.
Good night.
She bought us drinks.
Yeah, great. Pint, please, Clary.
Coming up.
There's brass monkeys out there tonight.
Daft time of year to do a ruddy sleeping.
Well, that's the old point.
No, it was cold enough in the polytunnel. Still, I expect it's the kind of thing Pat will be interested in.
Oh, she is. We were talking about it in the dairy this afternoon.
Well, don't let her give you ideas, Clary.
That's all right. I'd already made up my mind to do it.
What?
Oh.
You must be bonkers.
And I'll be looking for sponsors.
Here we go.
You've got short memories, you two. We of all people should feel sorry for the homeless.
We was never on the street.
No, there but for the grace of God.
Brian's in the shower.
Can I do anything?
No, no, it's all in the bottom oven. I'm afraid Adam won't be able to join us along. He's back in the lambing shed at 9.
Look, Jenny, I'm so sorry about putting my foot in it this morning. I felt terrible all day.
It has rather taken the shine off the surprise.
Oh, me and my big mouth.
Oh, it's all right. The important thing is Brian's coming with me.
I was so surprised when he asked for my advice.
Oh, did he?
Well, he asked me what to expect. Sounds a really indulgent place. You're going to have a lovely day. He's put a lot of thought into it.
Oh, bless him.
And you know, he's chosen a really super package. A facial, aromatherapy massage.
Ooh.
I'm quite jealous.
Oh, come on, let's open the wine.
Oh, good idea.
Oh.
Ah, that'll be my guest.
A guest?
Well, you don't mind, do you?
Lillian? All right. All right. Oh, Matt?
David and Adam are taking a busman's holiday.
Give us your bag.
Oh, thanks, Adam. You don't have to see us off, love.
I want to. Oh, well, anyway.
Freezing.
Don't fuss. Do you want a coffee before you set off, Adam? You look like you could do with one.
It's all right, thanks, Ruth. We had Lillian round for supper. Stayed up talking half the night.
Mm.
She's excellent company when she's on form. Matt's a bit of a pain, though.
Matt Crawford?
Luckily, he left early.
I can't stand that man.
Neither can Brian. As soon as he saw him, he offered to swap shifts with me and disappeared into the lambing shed.
No, don't blame him.
Lillian invited him.
Yeah, what's going on there? They were very pally on New Year's Eve.
Not sure, but I suspect it's more than landlord and tenant.
Mm.
So, do you know where we're going, David?
Yep, got the directions here. I can remember it from last year anyway.
I'd like to go to Teddy Hall first and dump our bags.
Good idea.
Teddy?
It's St. Edmund's, what the students call it.
Then we could hunt down some breakfast before the 9 o'clock session.
Sounds good to me.
What is it?
Cup of four.
Oh, that old thing.
Look, we'd better get a move on, beat the traffic. And I don't want the windscreen freezing up again.
Yeah, sure. Oh, love. You take care of yourself, yeah?
Yeah.
Ring me if there's any problems.
I'll ring you anyway.
Yeah, of course.
We'll have a good time.
Oh, if I can. With another wretched TB test hanging over us. When is it? Friday.
With the results on Monday.
Oh. Well, don't worry, Ruth. I'll make sure he enjoys himself.
I could have done with a good night now. First day back at school.
I knew you were awake.
Oh, I didn't mean to disturb you, love. What if he turns up on the doorstep?
Oh, he wouldn't dare.
First day out of prison, he might.
Look, Clive's not your problem anymore. You made it crystal clear how you feel about him.
Oh, I'd send him packing. Oh, it's still unsettling, though.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I've got something that'll cheer you up. In here, I meant to show you last night.
Oh, I haven't got time to look at that now. I've got to get dressed.
Yeah, what page was it?
The trouble is, he's so erratic.
Yeah. Look, take a look at this picture.
Which one?
That top one.
Oh.
Impressive, isn't it?
Very nice.
Now, that's the type of house we could afford to build.
You're kidding.
No.
I'd love that Scandinavian look. It's dead posh.
Well, you can have it three or four bedroom.
Four bedroom?
Yeah, top end of our budget, but yeah.
Oh, I've always dreamed about a four bedroom house. Yeah.
Well, that's ours for the taking, Susan. I think it's time we spoke to Mike and Betty.
Sleeping out in January when you don't even have to?
Well, that's the whole point.
I'll get up in the middle of the night for my milk round, so I reckon I'm exempt.
Well, I was thinking of sponsoring Clary.
Here, what were you saying about Alan opening a home for druggies in the village?
Well, Susan thinks it's what he's planning.
Oh.
She said his sermon was full of hints.
Oh, I wouldn't put it past him. Should have been a social worker, not a vicar.
Oh, it's a terrible idea. Why bring the problem out here? And Susan's dead against it. Christopher's at a vulnerable age where drugs are concerned.
That will never happen. Village won't stand for it.
I wouldn't want Phoebe running into him on the green or in here. Hi, Neil.
Hello, mate. Yeah, you're both here. Good.
Oh, hey. Oh, you shouldn't be. Got some work in the Millennium Wood this afternoon.
Oh, you'd better get off, love.
Yeah.
Okay. Before you do, there's something I want to ask you.
Oh, go ahead.
Both of you.
Oh, what?
Well, the thing is, me and Susan, we wondered if you're free for a bite of supper at the ball tonight.
Oh.
Very formal, Neil.
Well, there's something we want to discuss. Our treat.
Mike?
Okay, yeah. What is it?
I won't say no, if you don't mind.
Ooh, man of mystery.
Oh, I've just remembered. I'm babysitting till 8:30.
Well, that'd be all right.
Hey, this better be good. I hate eating late.
Top up, Adam.
You bet.
There you go.
Thanks.
Oh, funny to think I was sitting here with Debbie last year.
Of course.
It was then, actually, that I started talking about moving away.
Well, she'd had a lousy Christmas. Been a hard act to follow on the farm.
Yeah, we miss her. Oh, sorry.
No offence. It's been a steep learning curve for me.
You've done amazingly well.
It's taken Brian a while to accept me.
What, you mean because of...
Oh, no. Not that. No, filling Debbie's shoes.
Oh, right, yeah.
He and Mum are over the worst now, too.
Oh?
Oh, come on, don't be coy. You were Brian's listening ear, weren't you? It's okay, you won't be breaking any confidences. Debbie hinted as much to me.
Well, yeah, he did, you know, keep me abreast of developments.
About Siobhan?
Too much information sometimes, frankly.
Oh, dear.
Said you didn't have anyone else. I didn't approve.
Oh, don't feel guilty. He put you in an impossible situation.
Yeah.
I only caught the fallout when I came home in March. That was bad enough. Debbie bore the brunt of it.
Yeah, and Jennifer.
Poor Mum. Still, you can't fault Brian these days. He's the model husband. Especially since the accident.
I think I'm going to have another glass too, you know. So, what do you make of the supermarket debate?
He's even planning to spend the day at a health spa for Mum's birthday tomorrow. How tame is that? How do they seem to you?
Hmm? Oh, you know. Happy enough.
Yeah. Not a bad marriage, 27 years on. I think they've managed to repair it.
Yes.
It'd finish Mum if Siobhan ever came back. She'd never get over it.
Oh, that's my
Sorry, Adam.
No problem. I need the loo anyway.
All right,
I'll leave you to it.
Okay. Hi, love.
All right.
Oh, Saved by the Ringtone. I'm sailing close to the wind here.
Why?
Adam's talking about Brian's affair.
Does he know you know about him?
Debbie told him.
He sat on that.
He was wondering about what would happen if Siobhan ever came back into Brian's life.
Oh.
I don't think he knows. It was hairy, though. He was saying what a model husband Brian is nowadays.
Ugh. You sloshed?
No! What? Bit?
Well, just you keep stum. I'm not playing piggy in the middle again.
No.
So do you want to hear about things here, or what?
Yeah, sorry.
I just had a difficult bedtime with Pip.
Oh, dear.
She was overtired.
Well, she's always stroppy on her first day back.
I gave her a pile of homework. It's so unfair. Much more than last term.
Well, this is a Satsy, remember?
How can I forget?
Yeah, she'll be fine.
You didn't see her, poor kid. She was even too tired to help me and Josh take the decorations down.
Well, she's got to get used to it.
And the pressure of this entrance exam's really getting to her.
sorry, love, I can't hear you very well. What was that?
Oh, never mind. You're obviously not in the right frame of mind for this conversation.
Well, Jolene's taken our order. Shouldn't have long to wait.
You know, it feels funny being in here and not in the bar.
Yeah. Look, you don't have to treat us, by the way. It's just nice to come out, the four of us.
Oh, no, we insist.
Well, thank you. And what's it all about, then?
Yeah.
Neil?
Right. Well, you know, me and Susan have been thinking about possibly moving.
Yeah?
Don't know why. Got a perfectly decent ace, perfect location.
Shh, Mike.
Well, one of the options we're considering is a self-build.
Oh.
At Willow Farm.
Oh.
What, next door to us?
Not slap bang beside us, I hope.
Well, I got 8 acres. It could be as far away as you wanted.
Oh, we'd be neighbours. That would be lovely, wouldn't it, Mark?
You really think so?
Oh, of course. I'd love it.
Oh, me too. We're really excited.
Hold up, Betty. Before you go choosing the curtains, what sort of house are we talking about?
3 or 4 bedroom.
4?
No. I mean, not that we really need 4.
No. I mean on the outside.
Well, that depends. I mean, we've been looking at Scandinavian styles.
Oh, that's going to fit in well.
Yeah, or some of the timber frame kits are finished in brick and look like an ordinary house. We're not talking anything outlandish. We'd consult you first.
Oh, I'd love to start from scratch, me. Brand new kitchen.
Yeah, and Christopher could have a decent-sized bedroom. Not the shoebox he's got at the moment.
Yeah, I bet the kids are excited.
Well, we haven't said anything to them yet.
No, we don't want to get their hopes up.
No, of course not.
Will you not slow down? Now, let's suppose you get this past the planning people.
Oh, that's a big if, I admit.
Yeah, well, what about the disruption? Builders going to and fro, day in, day out.
Oh, my.
It's true, Betty. You'd be murdered.
Well, it needn't be.
We wouldn't get a minute's peace.
No, listen. With this timber frame method, they put it up at the factory first to make sure it all slots together.
Oh, sounds like a doll's house.
Yeah. And then dismantle it, put it on a lorry and deliver it.
Just like that?
Incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, you need to have the foundations in place, of course.
Well, there's a noisy business. Preparing the site, digging. Yeah,
okay, I'll grant you that. But it's only the one house, not an estate. Then it'll be done in the daytime when you're in. Then you assemble it on site. Only takes a couple of weeks.
2 weeks?
Yeah. And what do you know about building a house?
Well, I reckon it's no harder than putting up a garden shed. You can help me if you like.
Oh. Yeah, I wonder when that was coming.
I'd pay you a fair hourly rate.
Yeah?
Yeah, of course.
Oh.
There you are, Mike.
Well, better the devil you know as a neighbour, I suppose.
So, it's not a non-starter?
I can see the advantages from your point of view.
Well, ours too. Our best friends living next door.
We're still finding out about it. Nothing's finalised yet.
Oh, I think you should go for it.
Oh, I'm so glad you agree, Betty.
And think of the experience, Mike.
Right?
And if you and Neil got good at this, you could be in demand.
Ah, that's true.
Yeah. Not just a pretty face, my wife.
Amy. Hi, this is late.
What are you doing tomorrow?
Don't know. Exercising the horses?
Come to Felpishin with me.
You're at school.
Well, it doesn't matter. I'll bunk it. I've got to go look for Luke.
You're mad.
Well, do you want to help me or not?
Why Felpishin?
Well, we got to start somewhere. He could be in trouble again. Or don't you care?
Of course I care. I'm helping with the sleep out, aren't I?
That's not exactly getting your hands dirty.
I won't come if you're like this.
Please.
Oh, all right, whatever.
Great.
What are we going to do? It's a big place.
Start with the big issue sellers. You know, try and find out where people sleep rough.
He could be anywhere.
I know, but I've got to try. I can't sit back and do nothing.
Okay.
Alice, this is a secret, right? Not a word to anyone.
Will Brian get it right this year?
Shame no one in his family collects stamps.
You're good at waiting to open cards, aren't you?
Well, it spoils it, opening them early.
Is this from Kate and Lucas?
Yes.
Oh, magnificent picture.
With love on your birthday. And look, Nolly's little handprint.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I must put her birthday present in the post tomorrow. Can you believe she's going to be three?
I know, it's incredible. Did Debbie send one?
Yeah, she gave it to me last week. It's here. Oh.
It's bound to be for you. Hello, Brian Aldridge. Oh, hello.
Is it Mum? Shh, shh, shh. Oh, Debbie, how sweet.
Oh, no. It's very inconvenient. No, of course not.
What?
Well, yes. All right. Thanks for phoning. Damn.
Who was it?
Jeff's wife. He's got a filthy cold and he can't come in for lambing.
Oh.
What a wretched nuisance. With Adam away as well, of all the days. I'm so sorry, darling.
I suppose I could ring Lillian. She won't turn down a day at a spa.
Yeah, I so wanted to be with you and your birthday. Make up for last year's fiasco.
Still smells of scent in this corner.
I'm sorry.
No, it can't be helped. Maybe Alice would like to come. I'm not terribly happy about leaving her on her own.
She's grooming the horses.
Well, I know. She's been up since six.
Yeah, but I don't want to discourage her. They need it. I mean, Adam will be back by four.
But even so...
And she can always ring Peggy. And don't you want me to come?
But of course I do. Don't be so silly. I'm trying to make the best of it, that's all.
No, Jenny, well, I'm not letting you down. I'll ring round and get cover.
I don't know this bit of Felpersham.
I'm relying on you.
Can we stop for a cappuccino?
We only just got here.
Oh, go on. We could head back to the shops. There's this really lush place that I go with Mum.
You are not taking this seriously.
I am, but I'm cold.
You're helpless, you are.
Quite exciting, isn't it? Aldridge and Frank's private investigators. They keep the mean streets clean so you don't have to get dirty.
Shut up.
Alice, look.
What?
Over there.
Where?
By the burger stall. No, don't look.
You just told me to.
Shh. There's someone begging.
Oh, yeah. He's got a dog with him.
No, don't stare.
Right. He'd be better off at the main shops. There's hardly anyone here.
Maybe he's been moved on. Is he looking at us?
I don't know.
What do you reckon? We should go talk to him.
You do it.
I can't.
It's your idea.
Well, what shall I say?
I don't know.
Think.
Say, we're friends of Luke. What's his surname?
Well, didn't you think to ask your dad?
Well, I didn't want to make him suspicious. We're friends of Luke. Then describe him.
Yeah.
I hope you don't mind leaving before lunch.
No, not at all. I'm sure the catering thing will be good, but don't mind giving it a miss.
I know Mum will be happier if I'm home sooner rather than later, for Alice.
Yeah, sure. Hey, how do you think Brian's getting on at the spa?
Lying back and thinking of England, I expect. I'm sure he'd rather have been at the conference.
Tell me, would you be tempted to sell the strawberries through a supermarket? I mean, if you expanded enough.
Well, it's a Faustian pact. Seductive, but risky.
You've invested a lot, though, all those tunnels.
Yeah.
And soft fruit's a growing market. You'd be in a strong position.
True.
Stronger than us wretched milk producers, that's for sure.
You know, I spoke to a guy in the coffee break this morning. Got a dairy herd near Trowbridge.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's on the brink of getting out. Can't take anymore.
Oh, poor devil.
Said he's had enough of producing below the cost of production.
Makes you mad, doesn't it?
Well, at least in the co-op, you've got some control over the processing. In theory, you're not just churning out milk. Oh, well, you know what I mean? Your co-op makes cheese.
Yeah. But it's not a panacea, though. It's so expensive to produce here.
Mm, all the red tape.
Too many regulations by far. It's almost impossible to compete with the cheddar coming in from Ireland and New Zealand, places like that.
The sad truth is milk consumption's falling, but we're swimming in the stuff.
Yeah. Wonder if Brian is.
Keep going.
No, I can't. I'm out of breath. We'll be all right down here.
Stinks of wee. So's my coat. Are they following us?
No. No.
They're drunk out of their skulls.
Amy.
I know. Are you all right?
I'm shaking. Look.
Yeah, me too.
He was ranting at me.
Oh, evil freak.
Just grab my money.
Why did you let him?
Took it out of my hand.
How much was it? I didn't see.
Hold on.
£30.
All my notes.
Oh, God, Alice.
Oh, I hate this. All of it.
Why did you wear your new Christmas stuff?
What?
Well, it was stupid. You look so bling.
I've been robbed here. And you're saying it's my fault?
Well, no. Only they can tell that you're loaded. I mean, you're flashing it around like confetti.
Well, I'm so sorry. You're the one who told me to bring money.
Yes, some. Enough to make people talk.
Oh, I didn't see you coughing up.
I'll pay you back, I said.
Yeah, right.
No, I will.
I've had it playing detectives. I wish I hadn't come.
So do I. All you've done is just moan.
I could have had a nice time at home with the horses instead of ending up broke in the stinky old subway.
Yeah, well, welcome to the real world.
You think you're so streetwise.
I've seen more than you. What are we going to do?
I don't know. We can't afford a drink now.
Bummer. We could always beg. Look, Luke's out there somewhere. And this is how he lives. For real. I want to find him.
I know why they call this the Indulgence Day.
Hmm.
Oh, that was wonderful. I smell like a tart's boudoir. I like it. What oils did I have again?
Frankincense and orange for anti-aging.
I'm stripped down and greased up. All I need's the tin foil. I'm oven ready.
Sounds more like a tractor engine.
Today's flying by.
Mm. We've still got the champagne dinner to look forward to.
Yes.
I do hope Alice is all right. Hasn't answered her phone.
Oh, she'll be out in the fresh air with spearmint. I'd rather she stuck to horses than organising sleepovers.
Out? Sleep out?
Oh.
Do you think she's getting like Kate?
Would that be so bad?
You must be relaxed.
You've got a point there. She's gone very lefty since she piled up with the vicar's daughter.
Maybe she'll turn into a social worker.
As long as she doesn't end up on the street.
Hmm. She's too fond of her creature comforts for that.
Yes. Yeah, we should bring her with us another time.
It's been special, just the two of us.
Yes. I'm so glad Eddie could cover.
Alice, where have you been? I've been trying to get a hold of you.
Oh.
Alice? What is it? What's the matter?
Her mum and dad here.
No, they're not back yet. Alice?
I promise you won't say anything.
Not till you tell me what's happened.
No, promise.
Oh, go on then.
Amy and I went to Felpisham, right?
Mum said you were going to be at home today.
I was. But Amy rang at 10:30 last night begging me to go with her.
What, shopping?
Oh, I wish. I thought we'd go to a few shops at least. She was so bossy. I had my Christmas money as well, and I was saving up for some boots.
Oh, dear. Wait a minute. How did you get there?
Amy waited for me behind the cricket pavilion.
Hmm.
And we rang for a taxi to Hollerton Junction.
A bit cloak and dagger.
She was supposed to be at school.
Oh, great.
She didn't want anyone seeing her. She wanted to look for Luke.
Who's Luke?
This guy who's been staying with them at the vicarage.
What, the drug addict?
Yeah. He did a bunk last Friday from their house. What? Amy really cares about him and she was gutted. We met a beggar near the station. But he didn't know Luke, so we went back to the shops and asked around a few people. Then Amy spoke to a big issue seller, and he told us where this hostel was, and it was miles away. It took us hours to find it.
What, a druggy place?
A homeless shelter. Shut in the daytime. Some of them do. Even in the winter, it's mean.
Go on.
We could hear people round the back, so we went to ask them.
What users?
Oh, homeless, I don't know. Some of them were drunk.
And did they know Luke?
No, but they said they did. Then one of the blokes said he'd tell us where he was for a fiver.
Oh, no.
I'd already paid for the taxi and train, let alone the beggars.
You were paying them.
We thought that we
had... Idiot, it goes straight into their veins, most of them.
Anyway, this guy grabbed my arm and took the rest of the money out of my hand.
How much? Alice?
30 quid.
Oh, God.
He got really stroppy shouting at me. Like, I was too scared to try and take it back.
I'm going to ring the police. Would you recognise him?
No, Adam!
Alice, you've been mugged.
Oh, please, I don't want anyone knowing. You promise.
It's serious.
I know, but I don't want to fuss. It could backfire on Amy and she'd get into serious trouble, bunking off and everything.
Oh, yeah, and she's been a great buddy, hasn't she, getting you into this?
Don't go on at me.
Look, it's great you're getting involved with the sleep hound and everything.
It's revolting how some people have to live.
I know, and it's good you feel that, but it's not going to help Luke, you and Amy, putting yourselves in volatile situations. You could have been beaten up, or worse.
I'm not going to say anything.
Promise you won't do this again.
Right.
Promise!
Okay.
Right. Then I won't tell Mum and Dad.
Thanks, Adam.
I mean it, Alice. Never again.
It's a mucky job.
Must keep you warm, shoveling muck.
Want a turn?
Oh, with my dainty hands.
Eddie's supposed to be taking some of this away, but he's been tied up lambing at home farm.
Ah, the cycles of nature. Never noticed them in the smoke.
Amy and Alice usually volunteer for this job. It gives them an excuse for a good natter.
Well, they need an excuse.
Will she be over at the weekend?
To be honest, I don't know.
We've got her riding for the disabled group in. She enjoys helping them.
Well, I'll tell her. Would do her good. Take her mind off Luke going. Actually, that's why I'm here. I've brought some sponsorship forms for the sleep out next Friday. Do you mind putting up a poster?
No, of course not.
Oh, slight hesitation there?
No, really.
Only the kind of people who can afford to keep a horse are precisely the ones who should experience a night in the cold.
A bit sweeping mad, Alan.
Yeah.
Who have you got so far?
Clary, Kirsty, Christopher and Fallon. Oh, Pat rang me last night.
Well, I'm hoping to do it.
Oh, great.
If I can rely on Alistair to babysit.
Oh, I expect he's busy, as always.
Yeah, he's been out on call a lot this week. Wasn't home till midnight on Monday. He's exhausted.
Amy must have got to sleep late last night. Had the devil's own job waking her for school this morning. Oh. Dead to the world when I took her a cup of tea.
Did she go back on Tuesday?
Yeah, it's probably that. Always takes her a few days to adjust.
You must be proud of her, getting stuck into this sleep out.
Oh, it was all her idea.
Really?
Yeah, it was amazingly mature of her, actually, to recognise she needed something positive to do, not just waft around the place feeling hopeless.
It's a great initiative.
Well, I hope it shakes a few people out of their complacency. I'm going round to the other parishes today with some flyers. I want to open it up.
And what about these rumours?
Sorry?
That you're planning to open a drug safe house in the village.
What? Where's this come from?
I've heard it from a couple of people.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Sorry, I must have got it wrong.
Well, maybe I should consider it. Put a sharp box on the green for good measure.
Well, people are bound to feel vulnerable after all the crime there's been in the village recently.
Yes, I'm sorry, Shura. I didn't mean to take off like that. It, it,
It's just not true.
I'll scotch it then.
It was hard enough keeping tabs on one young addict, let alone a houseful.
You're disappointed, aren't you?
Well, I really hoped I was getting somewhere with Luke.
You didn't turn your back on him.
Well, it was vanity, thinking I'd be the one to turn him round.
He had to want it.
Yeah, that's what Mabel said. She's been doing her best to console Amy. Bought her a shed load of ice cream at the weekend.
Mum's going to miss her when she goes home.
Oh, so is Amy. She's a link to her mum, you know.
Yeah, of course.
You know, I was so pleased when she palled up with Jill. I was worried she'd feel out of place around here.
Oh, no. No chance of that once she was embedded with the sewing sisterhood.
She can't wait to make a start on the kneeler.
Oh, by the way, the diocese have got back to me and Bert about the new chairs and lectern.
Oh, good. What do they say?
They've agreed we can go with modern.
Well, it is the most practical.
We'll put some designs before the PCC in February.
Thanks, Sheila.
I know Dad in particular would be sad not to have reproductions, but, well, you can't please everyone.
Ah, it's only furniture when all's said and done.
Right, Charlene, Ernie!
They're all right, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Nice bunch of beasts. Should do very well on Tony Archer's silage.
Seems a good bloke.
Ernie? Oh, steady as a rock. He goes back a long way.
Will he be all right now, then?
Yeah?
Only I've got to get back.
Oh!
Yeah, Greg's expecting me. We're starting work on them two release pens this afternoon. I can't be late.
Yeah, well, just cut out one of them sidage bags before you go. That's a good lad.
Oh, you're right. He's got a right cob on him this week.
Who's that?
Greg.
Always looks like he swallowed a wasp to me. Yeah, you see? I reckon he likes that sidage.
Oh, should do. It's organic, I suppose.
Ah. Maybe I should have charged Ernie a bit more, feeding them organic.
Yeah, I hope you didn't pay Tony Archer over the odds for it.
Oh, ain't that.
Good, because it ain't worth it.
Hey, they're going right for silage, that's all.
So, you're going to see to them, are you, Grandad?
Oh, of course I am. 3 times a day I should be up here.
I'd have thought you'd have had enough of it by now, feeding cattle.
Ah, it's in your blood, doesn't it? Once a farmer, always a farmer.
Well, don't you go overdoing it.
Well, if you was to see your way to give me a hand from time to time...
I'll try. If you knew how busy we were...
Oh, I know you are, then.
I'll see what I can do.
Yeah. They look fine and dandy, don't they? And this is only the start.
Here, I thought the barn was coming down.
We'll soon be back on our feet. Back into proper farming again for our Edward. Just you wait and see.
Mm. That risotto was delicious.
Yes, I know. He's a fabulous cook.
Oh, so creamy.
Mm. Oh, I feel quite guilty.
No, you deserve it. You worked really hard over Christmas, and then the crisis with Jean-Paul.
Oh, I thought we were going to have to close the restaurant.
This isn't his menu, is it?
No, they're Ian's this week. Can you tell?
It all sounds, I don't know, lighter. Sort of decluttered.
More vegetarian choices, too. Jean-Paul cooks for them with very bad grace.
Have you heard from him?
No. I started to panic. I suppose he's got his hands full with his mother.
Where does she live?
Somewhere in the Dordogne, where he grew up.
So you don't know how long he's away for?
Nope. And he's no brothers or sisters.
Mm. So, what did you want to tell me?
Oh, we heard back from social services this morning. We've passed our police check.
Oh, brilliant. So you're ready for the next stage?
Mm-hmm.
Interpol didn't catch up with Oliver then.
It is ludicrous. It was only a caution for stealing a silly traffic sign. But you get quite paranoid. You end up thinking you must have committed some crime you can't even remember.
It's good they're thorough.
Oh, yes, of course. It has been a bit nerve-wracking, the waiting.
And where do you go from here?
The fostering course. But they try and put us off the whole idea.
Nonsense.
Only kidding.
You must be so excited.
Terrified. We might get a boy like Luke. I wouldn't know where to begin.
One step at a time.
No, but if Alan couldn't cope with him, what chance would Oliver and I have?
Oh, he's an addict, Caroline. He needs proper treatment. The authorities don't leave you high and dry.
I wake up in a cold sweat sometimes. Wondering what we're doing. At least with Daniel, you'll have the run-up to him being a teenager. I'll be straight in the deep end.
They might not give you a teenager. Anyway, look at Alistair. He wasn't used to kids. He's coped.
Oh, it's hardly the same. How is he?
Oh, still feeling the pressure.
Oh, it's such a shame.
Yeah. I've told him to try and take it easy, but he's pretty uptight.
Hello, Sula.
Oh, Jack, you're looking well.
Thank you. Enjoying your lunch?
Superb.
Is everything all right?
Oh, yes. I came down to have a word with Ian.
Oh, he's quite busy. Lunch isn't over yet.
It's all right. Didn't take long. I told him to put Christine's favourite pudding on the menu tomorrow.
Oh, Mum and Dad are bringing her for lunch, aren't they?
That's right.
I hope you didn't put any pressure on him.
Oh, he didn't seem to mind.
Oh, of course not. He's an extremely polite young man.
I know. Imagine if I'd asked Jean-Paul. I might just as well take advantage of the situation.
I went down into the Garden of Nuts to see the fruits of the valley and to see whether the vine flourished and the pomegranates budded. Well, not many flowers, but I've got some plants there.
Yeah.
Look, thy belly is like an heap of wheat set about with lilies.
Why, is that supposed to be a compliment?
I could embroider a lily, I suppose. But everyone's thought of that. And I wrote to make a start this afternoon.
What time did you finish work today?
Oh, 4. We'd done all the orders, so Pat says I could come home. Thanks for bringing Joe back.
I thought I'd go past the field just in case.
He's been messing round up there since Eddie took him first thing.
I thought that barn was coming down.
Oh, William.
What?
How does he seem to you?
Happy enough.
And your dad not?
You still here?
Oh, Joe.
What time's tea, really? I'm starving.
6 o'clock. Hey, you sponsoring me for the sleep out, Joe? Yeah. Well, Eddie and Edward are.
Been bullied into it.
Oh.
Well, call me when it's on the table.
All right.
Ed's never putting his hand in his pocket.
Oh, yeah. The aunt's keeping him on, only part-time, even though Carl's back.
Oh.
Yeah, he's dead chuffed. So now he's got regular money coming in, he can save up for Carl.
About time. And he can stop sponging off you and all.
Look, it's given him a bit of self-respect. I think this ETS course is helping him more than he'll admit.
What's that stand for again? Enhanced drinking skills?
Thinking skills. Makes him stop and think before he acts.
Mission impossible.
Did moan about having to go last night. Got out the swing of things since Christmas.
Don't seem much of a punishment to me.
Wonder if he's coming back for his tea after his community service.
What have they got him doing?
Gardening. No, that's right, he's going to Jazzers.
Oh, don't talk to me about him. Me and Greg saw tracks when we were feeding the birds this morning, off a dirt bike.
Jazzers?
Well, Greg reckons.
What, poaching, you think?
Who knows? Greg caught up with him at the pub at dinner, gave him a right talking to.
Well, how could he be sure it were his bike?
Oh, he weren't. But he warned him to stay away from the birds just in case. He denied it, of course. And that put Greg in an even worse mood than before.
Oh, dear.
Caroline, I just wanted to say goodnight. Caroline?
Hmm?
Everything all right?
Oh, look, you better come in a minute.
Oh, yes, all right, then.
Sit down.
This is mysterious.
I've just had a shock.
Oh, dear.
There was Jean-Paul on the phone.
Oh, good. When's he coming back, did he say?
He's not.
I don't understand.
He's staying in France for good.
But he can't do that.
It's his mother. He wants to look after her.
But didn't you try to persuade him?
He can't leave her, Jack.
Oh, dear.
There's no one else.
I see. What else did he say?
Not much, really. He sounded different, softer somehow. He said he was very sorry and he knew he was letting us down, but he didn't have a choice.
Of course not. I was being selfish.
And that it felt right for him being back in France.
It's funny, he never said he was homesick.
He didn't need to. He was always proclaiming Gallic superiority.
Yes.
Oh, he's a brilliant chef.
For all his tantrums. I can't take it, dear.
No.
It feels like the end of an era. Oh, what about his things?
He asked me to arrange to have them sent over.
Right.
I'm sure Roy will help.
Oh, his herb garden.
I know.
I simply can't imagine this place without Jean-Paul. When did he first come?
Just over 20 years ago. We were talking about it before Christmas, funnily enough.
20 years. We should have marked it in some way.
Yeah.
Pity.
It leaves us with one very big headache.
You could say that again.
Grey Gables needs a new chef de cuisine.
What'll we do in the meantime? Ian's only filling in.
I know. We've got a problem on our hands.
It's called Comfort at Brookfield Farm.
We thought Alistair could start with the heifers this time. Then we'll move on to the dairy cows and the Hereford.
Yeah. Is he on his way?
Yeah, should have just run. Well, might as well let them through now.
Yeah, righto.
You're getting deja vu.
Yeah, you must be. Come on, go on.
Go on. Could set up that ruddy raceway in my sleep,
no? Yeah. Let's hope there are no more reactors.
If only.
Fingers crossed, then. Well, you'll know on Monday. I mean, you've done your best to keep the building's badger-proof.
It's a bit like shutting the stable door, though.
Well, anyway.
Damage is done. Worst thing is what it's done to our reputation. We're a disease herd now.
Oh, a couple of clear tests, it'll all be forgotten.
Suppose.
I'm sorry I got to go at lunchtime.
Well, that's all right. Bert's here.
Wish there was more I could do.
I know. How is Auntie Chris?
Well, your mother rang them this morning. She's still very nervous. Well, let's hope a nice lunch out will take her mind off it for a couple of hours. Oh, by the way, shall I sit in on Pip's piano practice tomorrow?
Let's see, Saturday. I'm not sure. He's got a math tuition sometime.
Oh. Well, Sunday, perhaps.
Yeah. I don't know how we're going to get through the weekend.
Just try and relax. Forget about all this.
Oh, that's him.
He rang last night.
It came as a bombshell.
I can imagine.
He'd been our head chef for 20 years.
That's a long time. He must have loved it here.
You'd never have guessed. He was very temperamental.
He was the ultimate perfectionist. That's how he showed it.
You'll miss him? Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Look, I'll come to the point. It's going to take us some time to recruit a new head chef. We were hoping you might be able to stay on a bit longer.
Fill the gap.
Oh, right.
Your menus have gone down a bomb this week.
We discussed it last night. It'd get us out of a hole.
You need some time to think about it. That's understandable.
How long would it be for?
I'm not sure exactly,
I was going to spend some time with my father.
Oh, well.
But, I mean, I wouldn't want to leave you in a fix.
We could find someone else. It's our problem, after all.
What a palaver, though, Caroline. And Ian's fitted in so well.
I'm enjoying it. All right, then. Yes.
Really?
I've nothing else lined up.
Thanks, Ian.
That's a relief.
Well, it's a nice change after London. Only, could you maybe draw me up a temporary contract?
Of course.
Then we both know where we stand.
Should we say, what, 6 weeks, Jack?
Oh, yes. That should give us plenty of time to advertise and conduct the interviews.
Sound all right to you, Ian?
Fine.
Same terms?
Uh-huh.
Good.
Look, sorry, I don't mean to be rude, but I really need to get back to the kitchen.
Yes, of course. We are so grateful to you.
Yes.
Well, I'll see you later.
All right. Thanks again.
Woo! What is it they say these days? A result.
Oh, we didn't discuss accommodation.
Oh, he's fine with us for now. Peggy fusses round him like a mother hen. Ah, well, now that's settled, I'll leave you to it.
Jack?
Yeah?
I couldn't sleep last night.
Oh, me neither. Life without Jean-Paul, it's unthinkable. He was such an all-powerful influence.
I know. But it would have been impossible to make significant changes while he was here.
Oh, no, no, he didn't like change.
My mind was racing.
You needn't worry, we'll find someone. We've got a 6-week breathing space now.
No, no, racing with excitement.
Huh?
You said yourself it's the end of an era.
Definitely.
So why don't we take the opportunity to change things?
What do you mean, things?
In the restaurant. Revamp it, rebrand it, give it a new image.
I'm not sure I like the sound of this.
Bring the menus up to date.
What? Hard seats and tiny portions? I'd like to see my food.
Oh, that was the idiom of the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a revolution in British food since then. Well, that's completely passed us by at Grey Gables. We're in a rut.
We do very well.
We could do so much better. Jean-Paul was a master, but of the old school.
I hope you don't want to take us down market.
I want to put us on the map.
But we've got a very good reputation already.
One we could build on.
You tinker with it at your peril.
Things have to move forward. Look, an opportunity's come our way we could never have anticipated. We should grab it with both hands.
My word.
Try and stand back and see us as others see us. Our image is staid, heavy, stuffy even.
We're traditional. There's nothing wrong with that.
I agree, it served us well. But you can be less formal without sacrificing the quality of the food.
Oh, I'd never want to do that.
No, absolutely not. But people have moved on. Etiquette's not as important anymore. They don't want their meat arriving under a big silver dome, revealed by the waiter with a flourish.
Oh.
Trust me. I've got a good feeling about this.
I do trust you, I do. It's a lot to take on board, that's all.
Of course, it'll only work with the right chef at the helm. We've got to attract someone really top-notch.
Oh, I agree with you there.
Someone like Diana Hay at Comberley Manor. She's transformed that place.
They've taken business away from us.
I rest my case.
You wouldn't seriously consider poaching her, would you?
Well, why not? We've got to think outside the box.
What box?
Alice rang me yesterday to check I'd pinned it up.
Yeah, it's not the sort of thing you usually see at Grey Gables.
No, but she absolutely insisted. And what the guests will make of it, I don't know.
I'm not sure I could manage to sleep on the church floor now, even if I wanted to.
Alice has thrown herself into this homelessness issue with the zeal of a missionary.
Well, she's good friends with Amy, and I expect Alan's had an influence, with Luke staying in the vicarage.
Yes.
Made a rod for his own back there. We used to come across boys like that all the time, on the bench.
Oh, of course.
Well, Jill's all for it.
I know Clary's taking part, so at least the youngsters will have one sensible adult there.
And Alan. Ah,
I remember the misery of the families made homeless in the Blitz. They just had to get on with it as best they could. Mm.
I blame the drugs these days.
Yeah. Ah, Ian.
Hello, Mrs. Woolley.
Busy lunchtime?
Not too bad.
Oh, this is Mr. Archer. He's my... Well, we were related by marriage.
Hello there.
Hello.
And this is Ian. He's taken over from Jean-Paul for now.
Were you responsible for today's lunch?
Well, tell me if you enjoyed it first.
Very much, thank you. My wife and I were treating my sister and her husband.
Mr. and Mrs. Barford.
Very nice.
She's been under a lot of strain recently.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's really cheered her up.
Well, have you had coffee? I could arrange some.
No, we're having it in the lounge, thank you.
I hope the chocolate pudding was up to scratch. Oh,
yes, it's Christine's favourite.
I know. Mr. Woolley insisted I make it specially.
Oh, really?
Well, it was very much appreciated.
Good.
I'm sorry, Ian. Jack shouldn't interfere.
No, not at all. Puddings are my weakness. Trudy and me have just polished off the last of it in the kitchen.
Oh.
What's she doing?
Pip, stop playing with Josh and go and do your piano practice.
Will you stop bullying her, please?
I'm not bullying her. She hasn't done any today.
Do you want to know what she has done? 2 hours homework, is that enough for you?
Look, it's whether it's enough for her.
She needs to let off steam, poor kid. What are you trying to do to her?
I want her to pass her entrance exam.
I've had it up to here with that exam. I'm fed up with it.
Shh. Let her hear us arguing about it.
It's ruining her life.
Oh, don't be so dramatic. Yes. It'll only be for a few weeks.
No, it won't. We're teaching her how to be stressed and anxious.
It'll be worth it if she gets in.
Will it?
You can't wrap her in cotton wool.
Oh, she's really struggling. You and Phil should never have put her under this kind of pressure in the first place.
That is ridiculous. Pip wanted to do it.
Of course she did, the way you both sold it to her. Oh. And how could she possibly have understood what she was taking on? I want my child back, the carefree one.
Has Mum been getting at you?
What?
Well, it does fall along gender lines, this argument.
Oh, this is stupid.
Look, this is a really bad time for this conversation. We're all uptight with the TB test hanging over us.
I know. But please, will you just get off Pip's back tonight?
Hello?
We're in here, Ian.
He's late tonight.
No, 8:30. Hello, dear.
Hiya.
Oh, hi. You're wet.
That's just started to come down. It's nothing.
I'll make you cocoa in a minute.
Oh, are you sure?
It's no bother.
Quite the nightly ritual. We'll have to take it in turns next week. Peggy's going to stay at the Bull. The landlord and his wife are going to New Zealand.
Oh? We can look after each other, then?
Yes.
Jack's told me the news. You can stay with us as long as you need to.
Are you sure?
We like having you, don't we, Jack?
Oh, yes. It's fun.
You make yourself at home. And use my car whenever you need it. It can't be very convenient being without one.
At the minute, I'm on tram lines between here and the hotel.
I presume Caroline's letting you have a day off.
Yes. I don't know what to say.
Oh, nonsense. We're all so relieved you can stay on.
It was a bolt out of the blue, Jean-Paul leaving.
Yes. Well, the kitchen staff were really shocked. They miss him.
Oh, Phil told me to say Christine sends special thanks for the pudding.
Oh?
She's been in a bad way, you know. Something like that shakes you up.
Well, what happened exactly? Oh, sorry. Is it personal?
No, there's a local thug who's got a vendetta against George, her husband.
Mm, nasty piece of work. Clive Horribin. Held up the village post office.
What? Armed?
Oh, yes. Jack was caught up in it.
Yeah, I was there. Anyway, he came back after his sentence and let out the horses. Then George was beaten up.
Good God.
Yeah.
Clive and some others were poaching. George caught them at it.
Can be a very dangerous job, keepering.
Yeah, I've got a cousin back home who does it.
Clive was put away for GBH, for which, of course, he blamed George.
That's sick. Why?
They left George for dead, and he had the temerity to stay alive and tell the police what happened.
It was awful.
And when Clive came out, he attacked some horses at the stables, thinking Christine and George were still living there.
But they'd moved.
That's terrible.
4 months he got. He came out on Tuesday.
Oh, I understand now.
It's not very pleasant.
Chris has been scared to go out of the house.
Well, but that's letting him win.
Exactly. We all wanted her to come out and enjoy herself today.
Which she did, thanks to you.
Oh, poor woman.
Look, you better go and take that wet jacket off. I'll bring your cocoa through to the sitting room.
Oh, it has been a long day.
I'm sure. Now, go on.
Okay, thanks.
Do you think Jean-Paul ever opened his own restaurant in France?
Ah, who knows?
He talked about it for so many years.
You know, this could be a blessing in disguise, like Caroline says.
Oh, I'm too old to know what the new trends are. Supposing we go to all the expense of refurbishing the restaurant and the regulars don't come back? And what if the new chef messes around with the food so much no one wants to eat there anymore?
Oh, Jack, you should hear yourself.
Huh?
There are newer, younger customers out there as well, you know. Ones who at the moment wouldn't be seen dead at Grey Gables.
Peggy!
Oh, I'm with Caroline. We should seize this opportunity for change. It's long overdue.
The Archers was written by Nawal Gadala and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.